الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching the program Repentance, in which we bring different definitions before you so that we can develop a better understanding regarding repentance, as repentance is something that elevates the ranks of a person. Repentance is something that makes us free and clean from our previous sins, and that makes us attain a claimed and high status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today again, inshallah azza wa jal, we'll be talking about the soul of repentance, the essence of repentance, inshallah azza wa jal, and try to cover repentance from different angles. Before that, as usual, let's first of all listen to the virtue of reciting durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, sending peace and salutations upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that when people who love each other for the pleasure of Allah Almighty meet together, people who have affection amongst each other for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, they shake hands with each other and recite salat upon me. They send blessings upon me. Then the past and future sins of both of them are forgiven before they separate from one another. Again, a beautiful tool has been given to us for getting our sins forgiven. Whenever we meet one another, we give salam to each other, then we should also recite durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, our sins will be forgiven before we separate, before we depart. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Repentance. Many definitions have been given in relation to repentance by the noble scholars, by noble awliya karam. And this shows its importance, that how much this topic has been discussed and how many different definitions have been given to us regarding repentance, and how it has all been concluded within few conditions that we need to abide by when we repent. There's another definition before you which states that one meaning of repentance is that one abandons the sin immediately, straight away, intends firmly not to commit that sin again in future, and expiate for the shortcomings that took place in the past. Again, those sins that involve violating the rights of people, then we need to fulfill the rights of people as well, whilst expiating for those sins. And when it comes to the sins that involve of violating only the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need to expiate for those rights, of course, the way we are meant to. If it involves of those sins that require us to make up for them, for example, missed salah or missed fasts, then of course, along with repenting for the missed salah or missed fast, we need to reoffer the salah as well, or make up for that missed fast as well. So, this is one of the meanings of repentance as well. It is further stated that there is no doubt in repentance being wajib straight away. Remember that once a sin has been committed, then repenting over it becomes obligatory, becomes wajib straight away. And the element of having remorse and regret and embarrassment over the past sin is also wajib. That is also obligatory. This is the soul of repentance, and repentance gets completed with this. So this element that we've just covered, This is the soul of repentance. Without this, repentance will be incomplete. This is something that completes repentance. And furthermore, why wouldn't it be wajib? In fact, this feeling of remorse is of such a type that overcomes a person unintentionally by itself. When a person gains the recognition of the harms that he would face due to spending his life in the disobedience of Allah Almighty, when he becomes familiar with these facts, that he would be facing the displeasure, the wrath of Allah Almighty, the punishment of Allah Almighty due to spending his life in the disobedience of Allah Almighty. When he gains this recognition, this knowledge, this is when this feeling of remorse and embarrassment and regret overcomes that person. It comes unintentionally. It comes itself. But this is, of course, based on the condition that the person has the knowledge, he has the recognition that what outcome he will suffer, what outcome he will face as the repercussion of spending his life in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is a consensus of Ummah upon the fact of repentance being wajib, it being obligatory. Now repentance, again, has also been defined as knowing the fact that a sin takes one towards destruction and distances one from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having this knowledge duly, understanding its consequences, this knowledge refers to removing this heedlessness, and there's no dispute in this being wajib. So we come to know that repentance, it refers to knowing the fact that sinning would take us towards destruction and it would distance us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one element which has been defined as repentance. However, we sometimes become heedless from it. Despite knowing it, we still fall prey to sinning. And we, despite having this knowledge, still commit a sin. Now, having the knowledge that would help us removing this element of heedlessness, that would help us remove the element of being negligent, that very knowledge that would make us remove this heedlessness is referred to as repentance. So having the knowledge that this is something that would lead us towards the destruction of hereafter, towards the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one element of repentance. So we have this knowledge now, but then we still become heedless and we still commit sins. But the second element which is also involved in repentance is that the knowledge which would help us remove this element of heedlessness, it would also stop us from committing sins. So that element is also necessary for us to have in our character, for it to be repentance. So there might be a question arising in one's heart that feeling of remorse is natural, which is not under a person's control. If that is the case, then why is it wajib to have these feelings? Why is it wajib to repent when repentance entails having these feelings of remorse and regret? So the answer to this is that the reason for this is having the knowledge of being separated from your beloved, and the person has a way to reach to that cause, to that reason. So according to this interpretation, knowledge is included in the wujub, in the definition of repentance. Not based on the concept that a person creates knowledge in his heart himself, because this is not possible. Knowledge, feeling of remorse, action, intention, authority, all these feelings, all these elements are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, another question might arise over here, that if someone says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates all these feelings in the heart of a person, then how can someone say that a person has the authority of doing something or not, or being remorseful over something? Then remember, the viewers of Madani Channel, that although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates these feelings in the heart, but then there are certain causes for these elements to be created in your heart as well. For example, you wish to eat food. You're very hungry and food is presented before you. Now, the food is tasty and it is very delicious. Now, the yearning and desire of eating food has arisen in your heart. But the knowledge of being ensured of the fact that this food is not harmful, this food does not contain poison, this food is not stale, is not old, it is not something that will harm me. All this knowledge is also in the back of your mind. And this knowledge has played a vital role in arising those feelings of desire and yearning in your heart to eat that food. This knowledge is there. So although these feelings which are being created in your heart are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that knowledge that this food is safe for me to eat, it is tasty, this knowledge is in the back of your mind, which plays a vital role in these desires to rise in your heart. So hence, at a later stage, after that knowledge, these desires have risen in your heart, now comes the authority of eating it or not eating it. Because if the food was presented before you and you were very, very hungry, the food is tasty as well. But now, all of a sudden, you are told or you know that there's poison in the food. Now what happens? You're still hungry. The food also looks like very tasty food. But now you know that there's poison in it. Now you will put that food away from you. You'll remove that food away from you. Why wouldn't you eat that food? Because you have the authority of accepting or rejecting that food. Now this acceptance of rejection of this food is based upon the knowledge in the back of your mind that this food is safe for me to eat or not safe for me to eat. Whether you are hungry or not, if the food is safe for you and the desire has risen in your heart to eat it, now the knowledge in the back of your mind that this food is safe for me to eat, there is no harmful effect in this food. Now this knowledge will lead towards those desires to be materialized and you will end up eating that food. So the authority of eating this food is based upon the knowledge which you have upon those desires. And if there's poison in that food, then no matter how much desire you have to eat food in your heart, now because the knowledge in the back of your mind tells you that there's poison in this food, now you'll not eat that food. Those desires will be surrendered in front of the knowledge that you have regarding that food. So you now have the authority of rejecting that food. So this is the concept we need to understand over here as well, that when the sins are being committed, now we know that we want to commit sins, naturally we are inclined towards sins. Now we have the authority of either committing them or abandoning them. But the knowledge in the back of our mind, which would make us understand that although the desire of committing sins is there, but the sin is like poison mixed food for a hungry person. Sins are a means of destruction for us. Sins are something that will take us away from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sins are something that will ruin my hereafter. This knowledge in the back of our mind will make our desires surrender. And this is when our authority will come into play and we will use our own authority in abandoning these sins, which will be based on or backed up by our knowledge, which will surrender our desires. Just in a similar fashion as the knowledge of a person who would have the information or knowledge of poison being mixed in the food will stop him from eating food regardless of how hungry he is. Now he knows the consequences. He knows the harms of eating that food. So now he would bring his authority into play and he will reject eating that food regardless of how hungry he is. In the same perspective, in the same spectrum, A person, no matter how inclined he is towards sins, when the desire of committing a sin arises in his heart, but then the knowledge in the back of his mind will tell him that this sin will distance you further from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sin will harm your hereafter. The sin will destroy your hereafter. You will face the wrath and displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this knowledge will play a vital role in the back of your mind, that's when your desires will be suppressed. And that's when your authority will come into play and you will abandon those sins. This is what we need to understand. That this authority of ours is based upon the knowledge that we have in the back of our mind. So we need to understand, we need to have this knowledge that how harmful committing sins is for us. How harmful it is for our iman. Desires, they will arise in our hearts. But the knowledge in the back of our mind, how harmful these sins are for our iman, how they will destroy our hereafter, this knowledge will play a vital role in suppressing those desires. And then we will bring the element of authority, the authority that we have of abandoning sins. This is the main concept that we need to understand. The soul of repentance is to understand how harmful sins are, how it is taking us away from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how it is harmful for our akhirah, for our hereafter. And then we need to bring this knowledge into play and make our authority suppress our desires that would arise to commit sins. We need to understand that the consequences of sins are far more greater, far more severe than the consequences that poison mixed food has for a person who eats it. We need to have a firm mindset and understandability of this fact, that sins will destroy us. When we have this knowledge in the back of our mind, then our authority will suppress our desires, and that will automatically inculcate and develop the sentiments of remorse and regret in our heart, and we will feel detested towards sins. So this is very basic and fundamental principle that we need to develop and understand in our minds. And this would, inshallah azawajal, also serve as an antidote to many satanic whispers as well. When it comes to that, if, you know, Allah Almighty does everything, then, you know, why do we say that a person has authority over committing a sin or not committing a sin? So when we have this knowledge in the back of our mind, inshallah azawajal, many satanic whispers will also be answered to. And many other questions will also be clarified, inshallah azawajal. So this is the soul of repentance, my dear viewers of Madani channel. And knowledge, gaining knowledge regarding it is very, very essential. So strive for it, inshallah azawajal, you will find a solution which would, inshallah azawajal, lead you on the path of repentance and for you to become amongst the people of taqwa, people of piety, the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Almighty enable us to repent wholeheartedly and sincerely, and may Allah Almighty enable us to be firm in abandoning sins. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Guide me. Have mercy on me, guide me.